My name is Maureen Theodore. I'm the Associate Curator of Programs here at the Art Gallery, and my position is funded by Jane and Gerald Katcher. We're looking at Erin Sheriff's Sculpture for Snow from 2011. Sheriff was born in British Columbia. She lives and works in New York City. She earned her MFA from the School of Art here at Yale in 2005. Sculpture for Snow has a real presence and stability and intentionality, but it also has a playfulness about it, as if it's just casually folded into space. This work of sculpture doesn't depict a figure as so many other large sculptures around campus that we might see do. In a sense, we are the subject here, an activated viewer, perceiving this work and how it occupies space. So much of the programming we do here at the gallery is about engaging the original object. In her practice, Erin Sheriff is also thinking about the original, about reproductions, and about mediation. She works in film, sculpture, and photography, and she's particularly interested in the slippage between media. So I want to talk about how she came to make this work. She was thinking about this question of how much do we know about three-dimensional works that we encounter with a two-dimensional image? And she started thinking about this because she was looking at reproductions in a book of large-scale outdoor works by the 20th century American sculptor Tony Smith, whose works you can see if you just turn toward the building. She remembers being just fascinated by these reproductions that she saw in a book. And then she actually visited one of the actual sculptures, saw it in real life, and walked away feeling like there was, as she said, more romance and mystery in the image. So she was thinking about the two-dimensional reproduction of an object, that experience, and also the experience of seeing a three-dimensional object in the world. So she embarked on a project of her own. She made a group of cardboard maquettes, which are copies of monumental sculptures, and she based it on a particular sculpture by Smith. And with this maquette, she made her first video work, Sculpture Park, Tony Smith, 2006. It's a single channel video. It's in the gallery's collection. And it features one of these small tabletop cardboard maquettes of a sculpture. You can't quite figure out the scale of it in the film, but it is in snowfall. So in her studio, she created snow with styrofoam, and she kind of let it drop on this cardboard maquette. The form emerges from the snow. So it is the snow that reveals the sculpture to us. It's a grainy black and white video, and the maquette goes between a three-dimensional image and a two-dimensional image, continuing this investigation that she is so interested in. Following the video, she then created a sculpture, her first public sculpture. It was commissioned by the Public Art Fund for New York. And she created this sculpture based on Tony Smith's Amaryllis from 1965 to 68, or that was her guide in her making the work. And this is the sculpture that we see here, the result of that project. So I am brought back to the question that Sheriff began with, which is, what is the relationship between two-dimensional images and three-dimensional objects? And ultimately, how can that relationship be embodied in a single work?